Primary day in two states. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Florida holding contest today, including a Republican primary for Senate, though a long-serving Republican will likely survive a challenge from within his own party.
Florida Republican Marco Rubio is up for re-election this November. While there are primary challengers, Rubio is probably going to be more challenged by whoever Democrats nominate to run against him. Four Democrats are in that primary race, though the most well-known is Congresswoman Val Demings of Orlando. She's married to the current mayor of Orange County, Florida, where Orlando is located. She's also a former police chief, running on her law enforcement experience in a state known for treasuring police at a time when Democrats are trying to shake their supporting of police defunding measures. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
There are several contests in New York. One of the bigger races, forced by redistricting, brought on by the results of the 2020 census, as two long-serving Democrats facing each other, Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney. Polls in New York closed at 9 p.m. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases head Dr. Anthony Fauci with praise for CDC Director Rochelle Walensky for her decision to overhaul the agency after examining its response to the pandemic.
She's doing a very brave thing to seriously look at what she admits were serious missteps at various parts of the response to COVID.
And Fauci says he never recommended shutting everything down. He says he called for slowing things down to flatten the curve. An autopsy has confirmed that a body found inside a car submerged in a reservoir is that of 16-year-old Kylie Rodney, who disappeared after a party earlier this month in Northern California. Wall Street, the Dow lost 154. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An online review site has a new feature designed to provide accurate information for women seeking abortions.
Officials with Yelp say they've created a new feature the review site hopes will protect its users from getting misleading information about anti-abortion facilities on its platform. Many of those facilities call themselves crisis pregnancy centers and are typically affiliated with religious organizations. Yelp will place a notice on those sites saying they typically provide limited medical services and may not have licensed medical professionals in-house. Many Google employees are asking that a similar notice be placed on the search engine. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The Pentagon has announced it's sending another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine as the Russian invasion reaches the six-month mark. And the aid is set to officially be announced tomorrow and will fund contracts for drones, weapons, and other equipment that may not see the battlefield for a year or two. Amazon and DirecTV strike a deal to bring football into bars and restaurants.
For the first time this year, a streamer is the sole proprietor for Thursday night games. The deal kicks off this week with the NFL's final preseason game and continues for all 15 regular season games. It will also include Amazon's pregame and postgame coverage. DirecTV for Business works with more than 300,000 venues. Amazon has tapped Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit to lead its broadcast team. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
New Wave pioneers Blondie are releasing their first box set this week. The set called Blondie Against the Odds, 1974 to 1982, came about after 100 early recordings and memorabilia was found in a barn on drummer Clem Burke's property in Woodstock, New York. The set has 124 tracks and 36 previously unissued recordings, demos, outtakes, and remixes of the band's first six studio albums. The set comes with a large 144-page commentary. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.